Codename Cassandra by Jenny Carroll.
The recording of this book was made possible through the generous support of the Edmund J. Safra Philanthropic Foundation. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Many thanks to Beth Ader, Jennifer Brown, John Henry Dreyfus, Laura Langley, Ingrid van der Leyden, David Walton, and especially Benjamin Egnitz. Chapter 1. I don't know why I'm doing this. Writing this down, I mean. It's not like anybody's making me, not this time. But it seems to me like somebody ought to be keeping track of this stuff. Somebody who actually knows what really happened. And it isn't as if you can trust the feds to do it. Oh, they'll write it down, of course, but they won't get it right. I just think there needs to be one truthful account, a factual one. So I'm writing it. It isn't a big deal, really. I just hope that someday somebody will actually read it so I don't feel like it was a complete waste of time. Not like the majority of my endeavors. Take, for example, the sign. Now, that's a classic example of a wasted endeavor if I ever saw one. And if you think about it, that's really how it all started. With the sign. Welcome to Camp Wawasee, where gifted kids come to make sweet music together. That's what the sign said. I know you don't believe me. I know you don't believe that in the history of time there was ever a sign that said anything that stupid.